I make my way to the punch bowl with a bounce in my step, surprised to find I'm having a good time. I'm not dancing, of course, and have no plans to commit that kind of party foul. But the music and the vibe are fun, and I've enjoyed chatting with Kitty's gearhead friends. Unfortunately, however, none of the guys I've met so far are kiss-worthy prospects. They all seem genuinely nice, not the sort who'd be up for a no-strings-attached make-out session. I need someone else, someone with the same cocky swagger Mick has, the kind of guy who will think nothing of kissing me senseless and then walking away. Mick wasn't the one who walked away, and you know it. I ignore the thought and ladle out another glass of punch before turning to retrace my steps. The only reason Mick didn't walk away was because I walked away first. He's only interested in me because I'm hard to get. If I were to make the mistake of indulging my curiosity about him, of finding out if his kisses are as intoxicating as I remember, and if there's more to him than a nice sense of humor and a handsome face, I have no doubt he'd walk. Once they realize you're vulnerable to their spell, guys like Mick can't bail fast enough. I've seen it happen to my mom way too many times. Getting involved with a guy who makes your head swim is a bad idea. Speaking of swimming, Melody wasn't kidding about the punch. I glanced down at my cup, surprised to find it already half empty. If I don't want to be unconscious on the chaise lounge before midnight, I need to slow down. In fact, it might be a good idea to grab a few chips and pretzels, something to soak up the alcohol before any more of it goes to my head. And if I slip outside onto the deck, I can cut around to the other side of the apartment to the snack table without setting foot on the dance floor. I'm having fun, but no way am I ready to get any closer to that unholy territory. Kitty's still deep in conversation, so I ease around a group of guys discussing the last Falcons game and head for the glass door leading out onto the deck. The apartment isn't huge, and Kitty will be able to find me if she needs me. I step outside and pause, pulling in a deep breath of cold, head-clearing air before turning and plowing face-first into a brick wall. No, not a brick wall, I realize, as I stumble backward. A guy built like a brick wall. A guy with a pretty nice face to match all those muscles, too. Things might be looking up on the New Year's kissing front.